Trade Tensions and Economic Growth, a Connection? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Group of 20 finance ministers met in Japan this weekend, with many worrying aloud that trade tensions are hindering global economic growth. A dissenting voice, the U.S. finance minister, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, who said, quote, "I don't think in any way that the slowdowns you're seeing in parts of the world are the result of trade tensions at the moment." Let's consider this more by turning to the BBC's veteran economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, in London. Good morning, Andrew.
Hello, David.
Is there a strong case that slowing growth around the world might be due to the U.S. taking this hard line on trade?
I'll stick my neck out, David. Normally one has to be, as a BBC correspondent, you have to be utterly balanced about these things. But yes, my view is that the tariffs are at the very least a significant drag on economic growth. The post-war expansion of the global economy that we've had was accompanied by, and many would say to a significant extent, driven by the removal of trade barriers and the expansion of international commerce. And so, yes, a situation where business decisions are being influenced either by the fact of tariffs or by the possibility that there might be more in the future means that decisions about where to produce things, what to produce, how much, are perhaps not going to be the best they could be.
Of course, it's not just trade tensions causing slowdowns hither and yon.
No, it's not just about trade. That's certainly true. But I find it hard to resist the conclusion that the slowing in global growth is not at least partly due to that.
Andrew Walker is the BBC's economics correspondent. Andrew, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Checking markets, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are each up 0.4%. Hong Kong closed up 2.3% amid the big political protests there. Three deaths of American tourists at one resort in the Dominican Republic are having a wider effect. Last month, a Pennsylvania woman died shortly after arriving at her hotel. 5 days later, a Maryland couple was found dead in the room of an adjacent resort. A medical investigation found respiratory failure contributed. News of this has travelers reassessing plans. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
This tourism commercial shows idyllic scenes of the Dominican Republic, white sand beaches and turquoise waters. It's made the country the top destination in the Caribbean with more than 6 million visitors a year and led Virginia resident Keon Johnson to make plans to go with his buddy.
He and I both like cigars, so probably tour one of the tobacco factories, you know, just really celebrate on the beach.
He was about to book the trip when the news broke about the deaths.
We all came together like, you know, we need to pump the brakes on this trip.
Philadelphia resident Hamlet Garcia is seriously considering canceling his July booking, even though he's a frequent visitor to the country.
But I never expect this what happened right now. This is something that I heard happening in other countries.
But risk management specialist Anthony Roman thinks the travel industry probably won't feel long-term effects.
When it comes to remembering what element created risk, the American public have short-term reactions.
As for Keon Johnson, he's already looking into Jamaica for his Caribbean escape. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
You know Marketplace is a source you trust for information about the economy and how it affects our lives. We're also a nonprofit news organization, and we're counting on listeners like you to support this kind of journalism. Any donation helps, but if you give $30 right now, it'll be matched dollar for dollar by another one of our generous supporters, the Candida Fund. Become a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Most, but not all, people buy stocks hoping they'll go up. So when they go up, those investors are happier. But a big story over the past 3 weeks has been the bond market soaring. Good, bad, or don't care. Well, I sat down with Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan to prompt him into a teachable moment here.
Good morning, David.
All right. So when some joker on the radio says the bond market is up, which has been one of the themes of June of 2019. I have been saying that a lot. Is that good or bad news to someone listening?
It depends.
Depends on what?
It depends on whether they own bonds. It depends on whether they own bond funds. It depends on whether they want to buy bonds or bond funds. It depends if they're buying a house. It depends if they're selling a house. I could do 20 other things, but we don't have time.
All right. So let's just highlight the difference between you hold a bond and you hold a bond fund. A bond, you hold it to maturity. That's the idea. And that could be many years.
Right. And you just buy the bond, you leave it alone, you collect the interest, you don't care what happens to the price, unless something horrible happens to the issuer, but that's not what we're talking about.
All right. So you don't care when I come on the radio and say the bond market is up or down if you hold a bond. But if you own a bond fund, a big collection of bonds run by supposedly a professional, maybe you do care.
Well, you shouldn't care. What'll happen in a bond fund is if interest rates go down, the shares of the bond fund will go up. If interest rates go up, the shares of the bond fund will go down. But again, what you're looking for is income on your shares, and you have to trust the manager to know what he or she is doing. And if you're going to sit there and twitch about interest rates every day, maybe you should run a bond fund instead of investing in one.
And look up what your bond fund is doing if you want to know, really, if it's good or bad for you. Now, you did mention another class of people who might be interested in the bond market's up, the bond market is down. Let's say you're thinking of borrowing to buy a house. Then, if bonds are up, its connected yield would be down, and that means interest rates are down.
Right. If the yield on Treasury securities goes down, generally, the interest rate on mortgages will go down, which is good for you if you want to buy a house. It's also good for the seller of the house because you'll presumably pay more than you would if the mortgage were more expensive.
And if you, like everyone else, wants to know why the bond yield moves opposite from the bond price, that'll be a different segment someday. Alan Sloan is also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Always good to see you.
My pleasure, David.
Now, on May 21st, the benchmark 10-year interest rate, the yield on the government's 10-year note, was up at 2.43%. It is just 2.14% this morning, meaning a lot of people have been buying bonds recently, some as a safe haven hedge against the uncertainties of the trade war. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.